This is Dr. Oliveros, O-L-I-V-E-R-O-S, dictating on September the 3rd of 2024. The first patient is Michelle. Hamby, the last name is H, like in hotel, A like in Alpha, M like in Mike, B like in Beta, Y like in Yankee. First name, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. This is the clinical case of a 61-year-old white female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4 that is related to multiple myeloma. And nephrosclerosis is most likely associated to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, nicotine abuse. The patient was admitted to the hospital on August the 6th in respiratory failure, septic shock, acute kidney injury superimposed on chronic kidney disease stage 1. The patient was placed on mechanical ventilation and hemodialysis. S like in Sierra, L like in Lima, E like an echo, D like a delta. SLED type was given for more than 12 hours. The patient started to urinate, and she eventually recovered the kidney function. The metabolic acidosis improved, the hyperkalemia improved, and she started to urinate on her own. This patient was released from the hospital August the 13th, and she was given antibiotic therapy that including Zosyn up until the 16th. I have to mention that before the admission to the hospital, on July the 30th, the patient was given chemotherapy infusion that seems to be GammaGuard, G-A-M-M-A-G-U-A-R-D. Whether or not this medication had to be considered as a contributory factor for the acute kidney failure is unknown. The patient was in a stable condition up until the 21, when she started feeling shaky, confused, agitated, nauseated, and she went back to the hospital. She was admitted again. IV fluids were given, and she recovered the kidney function. On the 30th of August of the 2024, the patient has a serum creatinine of 273, a BUN that is 33, sodium of 138, potassium 5.1, chloride 103, and CO2 of 26, with an estimated GFR that is 90 point 2 mLs per minute. My estimation is that this patient is going to need a renal replacement therapy pretty soon, and for that reason we are going to refer the patient for education. for dialysis. She's inclined to go for peritoneal dialysis, and we work out the particulars regarding dialysis with the kidney team. Number two, a patient has multiple myeloma that is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. The contact there is Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U. I'm going to get in touch with him in order to get his laboratory workup that is going to be done in weekly basis, and we'll see the patient in 4 weeks here in the office. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is associated to the nicotine abuse. The patient was advised to change her approach and discontinue this practice. Following number, anemia related to the above. At the present time, the hemoglobin is 8.8. She's going to be seen by Dr. Yellow. I'm sure that they will consider the evaluation from iron, B12, folic acid, and the administration of ESA, Echo Sierra Alpha. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. Following number, hypothyroidism that has to be reevaluated. Following number, mixed hyperlipidemia that will be reevaluated. And the patient has what seems to be an adenoma of the adrenal gland, non-functional. A very complicated case. We are going to see her in 4 weeks. We are not going to order laboratory workup because it's going to be evaluated on a weekly basis by Dr. Yellow. Y-E-L-L-U. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the two admissions, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 12 minutes.